Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature, nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. Helen Keller said that, and we're going to be talking about a wonderful book today. It's in the introduction of the first chapter of the book. And good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful, awakening, transformative, healing planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. I just want to say thank you for joining us for this hour. We appreciate you. You are the inspired and the inspiration for our listeners all around the globe. And I hope that you're staying safe. I hope that you're staying healthy and that you're getting out there and doing your own prospecting for what life has to offer all of us. Today, we're going to be talking with a very special guest, first time to the show, Tabitha A. Scott. We're going to be talking about her book about how to trust your animal instincts and also how to recharge your life and to ignite your power. And I think with everything that is going on in the world right now, I think we could all do a little bit of power ignition, a little bit of recharging our lives, if you will. If you want to learn more about the show and moving into our sixth season, you can always find us here on the Om Times Radio Network. Listen to the global player from anywhere around the world on any device. There's no memberships, no usernames, no password, no BS, just straight up spiritual awesomeness. You can also follow us at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. On Facebook, we're about to hit 2,000 members. I remember starting this show when we had one member. That was myself. And it's so awesome just to see the community growing. And that's Inspired Living Radio on Facebook. It's a public group page that you can join. And I do a lot of posts there and share like today's shows and today's amazing guests. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Inspired For Us. That's the number four, Inspired For Us, another way to follow the show. You can also, when we have live shows, you can also call in. We'll see if we're going to open the phone lines today. We may just have too much to talk about, but the number is 1-202-570-7057. That's the Om Times Radio call-in line. You can also post a question on the Facebook page. We'll be monitoring that. So if you want to catch the show, the live show is at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern every second and fourth Wednesday of the month, and then we have encore shows that run throughout the rest of the month. And we also are now streaming through your favorite podcasting platform, so make sure to check us out over on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts. The list goes on and on and on, and just really love watching the show grow organically and reaching people to inspire people. And like we say, be inspired, inspire others, inspire before we expire. So with that, I'm going to read a little bit about Tabitha and our first time meeting her today and talking with her and her new book, Trust Your Animal Instincts. It's going to be a very fun show. It's going to go by quick. But Tabitha A. Scott is an international advisor, speaker, and highly credentialed thought leader in the electrical and human energy, right in this wheelhouse for this show. Her area of expertise is leveraging the principles of energy to lead purposeful transformations. Tabitha's book, Trust Your Animal Instincts, Recharge Your Life and Ignite Your Power, was awarded the prestigious Nautilus Award for its positive impact on social change in 2021. Big congratulations. That's why we bring people like this on our show. We're looking for people to help us with social change. Successful leadership today is like driving 100 miles per hour. The information speedway provides instant communications, reduces reaction time, and prefers chaos to cause and effect. Linear strategic planning is a thing of the past. So leading today requires a great deal of agility. With her proven executive track record, Tabitha will help your audience members identify sources of burnout, discover their personal strengths, and reconnect to purpose, both at work and at home. If you want to learn more about Tabitha A. Scott, you can go to powering-potential.com. That's powering-potential.com. Tabitha, welcome to Inspired Living Radio, my friend.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here. I love your show.
Well, thank you for being here. We love our show. We love bringing people on to help us spread that vibration, that energy. The thing that, you know, that caught my eye was, you know, being a thought leader in electrical and human energy. And, you know, my experiences in medicine is all around the heart, and how the heart works is based off electrical pulses. We don't know where the energy comes from. We just know that the energy is there that actually makes the heart beat, which pumps blood, which allows us all to be here in this physical world. But let's talk, for the opening of the show, let's talk a little bit about that, metaphysics, electrical and human energy, and how you're a thought leader in that, and how that kind of tied into, you know, the animal instincts and, you know, intuition and mindfulness and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you know, it really helped to have this background in electricity, electrical energy. I developed a lot of renewable energy projects. The world's largest solar community, for example, was one of my projects. And so I learned all about how electricity works to help as we were financing and putting together those deals. And I had a son with an incurable disorder, narcolepsy, and I began studying human biofields and human energy and energy healing and all things holistic I could get my hands on. And where he got treatment eventually at Stanford had a vibrational medicine practice. And the more I read about it, the more everything became connected. And I reached this point in my life. The book talks about leading up to burnout. And, you know, Mark, I don't know if you read about, you know, in the month of August, 4.9 million people walked out on their jobs. Mm-hmm. That has never happened before in history.
I just posted that, actually, that you say that. I just posted that early this morning, and I've been talking about the Great Resignation. I'm calling it the Great Resignation because people are just burned out and tired.
So that's why you're the intuitive prospector. You knew I was going to say that. So what's happening is we're getting so burned out, and I think that's why this book is resonating with people, because they don't understand why they feel off balance. They don't understand why they feel burned out. And understanding electricity and physics like we do, we know we are made of electricity. We are electrical beings. Mm-hmm. And that's why in our language we say things like, I feel disconnected, or I feel spun up, or we're in sync, or he's got a high vibe attitude, or you know what, I'm lightened or transformed. And when you have a great idea, what shows up over your head? A light. And so, you know, you can go back. It occurred to me, I reached this point of burnout. I quit my job. I gave away most of my things, and I lived in the jungles of Costa Rica for 3 months. And while there, yes, it just all came together that, whoa, we are made of the exact same energy. All of these differences on the outside, all of these things like our ethnicity, our geography, our education, our socioeconomic background, like none of that really matters at the end of the day, because we're the same energy and the same light inside. And what these religious practices for all of these millennia have been trying to explain about this giant power source and how it's love and light and we can connect to it, it just all clicked. And my study of energy healing technologies, everything from Hopi to Far East to NASA physicist Barbara Brennan, you know, it's basically, I explain it in the logical way of, it's like you're connecting electrical circuits. You use chakras, for example, your energy vortexes in your body, and you have a negative and positive charge, just like if you're jump starting the battery on your car, and you close the circuit. You know, you put one hand on one chakra and you put the other hand on the other, and you're just, you know, it's very logical and it makes sense. This is not woo-woo created, you know, horse bananas. This is like science. It's just physics. And so the book, in a very user-friendly way, explains that, hey, you don't have to be spiritual or scientific. You can be both, because science reinforces spirituality.
Yep. So yeah, it does, and one of your chapters covers that. So we'll get to that later in the show. I definitely want to cover that because science and spiritualism really do work hand in hand. And I think that's important for our listeners to understand. A little bit different than religion versus spirituality, but how science and spirituality actually are working together to try to, you know, explain the things that we don't understand or see with the physical eye.
I agree. And, you know, I want to go back to what you were saying about the heart and the core. I keep dreaming recently about the core. I just keep coming back and back to it again. And I can't stop thinking about how the center of power for everything is the core. You know, in our solar system, it's the sun, and our earth, it's the core that creates magnetism and keeps us on the planet. In a fruit that you eat, the seed inside is what grows the new life. And inside of us, it's what you were just talking about. It's your heart, it's your intuition. And how powerful is that core compared to the things that traditionally we have associated with success, like money and profits? And I think people are reconnecting. You know, they're getting these low vibe feelings like uncertainty and fear, and it's hurting their heart. It's hurting their, you know, they're feeling it in their guts and feeling off balance, and they don't know why or what to do about it. So energetically speaking, you know, you do a lot of that work, and getting to that high vibe state is really important for our health.
Yeah, it really is. And I think of, you know, when I think of the word heart, I also think of the word earth. And if you take those two words, the letters in those two words is ear, E-A-R, if you just break it down. And it's like, are we listening? Are we listening to the earth? Are we listening to our hearts? Are we listening based on, you know, what Nikola Tesla said back in the 1800s? You know, if you want to unlock the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Not anything about, you know, what language you speak or how you look or what, you know, political party you follow or what belief or religious you follow. It was all just simple energy, frequency, and vibration, which has always fascinated me when it comes to electricity. And I remember when I was taking my my medical studies and, you know, anatomy and physiology, I kept asking, where does this energy come from? Where does the energy that's in your heart that actually makes your heart beat? And nobody could tell me, none of the professors, none of the instructors, they're like, we don't know. It's just there. It's present. Some call it the God within. Some call it the divine spark. But it's the spark plug that makes us go. But it's all based on electricity.
Right. Right. And I see the world as, you know, we say listening and as an energist, which, by the way, is a made-up word that I made up because there's no language to describe our state of being electric. So I call it being an energist. But those ways that we power ourselves, I think about it as tuning in, just like a radio frequency or a TV channel, and you can tune into different frequencies. And you hear people, you know, like Abraham Hicks or Gabriel Bernstein, or they're talking about the law of attraction, but that doesn't sync with physics. That's a way of psychologically explaining what's happening. If you're positive, you know, positive wants to be around you. From an energist perspective, from our language, it's your high vibe or low vibe. And if you're high vibe, then the law of thermodynamics says if all the people around you are doing low vibe things, fear, uncertainty, anger, then it literally pulls from you, just like an ice cube if you plop it in hot water. And that is the energetic effect that's happening. And so it's in sync or resonance, the way we would explain what they're talking about with the law of attraction. And, you know, if we're in sync on a high vibe, you can tune into anything, and you can get to the point where you can tune into what is nature telling you. And that's what I talk about in the book, are these signs that I received from my grandmother, who had long since passed away, because they all came in the form of different animals. And it took me a while to figure out what some of the messages meant. But we all have that capability to tune into anything, any channel that we want.
Yeah, and it's interesting with the thousands of readings I've done when it comes to mediumship, it's very interesting that in all those readings, something from nature, something to do with an animal, something to do, you know, a hummingbird, a bumblebee, a bald eagle, they come into those signs, those symbols, that synergy that comes into my readings. And it's just a way to say, you know, nature's our greatest connector. It's our greatest healer, our greatest teacher, our greatest engineer. We're connected to nature, right? And it's always been interesting that the spirit world, when it comes to mediumship, uses a lot of nature and the things in nature to give us perspective about how they're still trying to communicate with us, even after they don't have a voice, which is just a vibration off a vocal cord. So I've always been fascinated with that. So we're going to get ready for our first break here in just a second. But in your book, in chapter one, you talked about static electricity. I definitely want to talk about that. I love that you opened up with, I'm a recovering skeptic. I think it's healthy to be skeptical in what we do and what we believe in and what we teach. But at the same time, I find that the spirit world and science usually, you know, proves itself as it needs to in a logical, rational way. And I too was once a skeptic, and now I am too a recovering skeptic. But when we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up with static electricity, and we're going to also talk about your award that you won with the Nautilus Award. So we'll be back here in just a few minutes with our special guest today, Tabitha A. Scott, talking about her book, Trust Your Animal Instincts, Recharge Your Life, and Ignite Your Power. We'll be back here on Inspired Living Radio in 2 minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Listeners, we hope you're enjoying the shows here on OM Times Radio. Mark Lanehart here and host of Inspired Living Radio. And I'd like to invite you to my morning show of inspiration, encouragement, healing, motivations, transformations, and discovering that diamond within. Metaphysical Mocha Mondays every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, over on the Intuitive Prospector Facebook page and my YouTube channel, Soul Adventures. Dare to dream, dare to explore. Dare to live and discover that diamond within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. Inspired Living Radio, our special guest today, Tabitha A. Scott, talking about her book, Trust Your Animal Instincts, Recharge Your Life, and Ignite Your Power. Tabitha, let's just pick this right back up. I want to jump into static electricity, because in chapter one, you say this, static electricity. Static electricity is an imbalance of charges. It is created when two objects that don't naturally conduct electricity are rubbed together. Huge static sparks can ignite during storms to produce dangerous lightning with striking temperatures of up to 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit. I have to say, with where we're at in society, sounds like we have a whole lot of static electricity going on in our science and our consciousness and our politics and our way of being in this pandemic. Let's just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I use that as an example. Throughout this book, I put very logic-minded physics, electrical types of things that reinforced the spiritual metamorphosis that I was going through. And I see this sort of bridge, if you will, between the human healing process, the intuition, the spiritual, and the scientific. And so I put these little bridges throughout to describe what was going on in my life. So the static electricity I was talking about, I can read you a little excerpt here. It was this dichotomy between being this good girl. You know, these are the things that ran through my mind. You should be a good girl, follow tradition, and don't ask too many questions along the way. Submit to your husband, obey the religious rules defined thousands of years ago, and by all means, do it with grace, humility, and beauty. Be appropriate, agreeable, acceptable, and normal. Keep up with the latest at the kids' school with your faith community and wear some more attractive ladylike heels instead of those comfy shoes, for goodness sake. It's important to look fashionable. And then the other side was you should be a powerful leader. You made it to CEO by age 30, then a senior exec at two global companies, and we're looking for more from you. We're counting on you. Suck it up. Be strong and lead. Move forward. Ditch that twangy Southern accent because it doesn't serve you in the boardroom or behind the podium. Keep up with the latest in economic trends, the energy sector, the global trade policies. And for God's sake, publish those damn shoes before you return to the Pentagon. You're working with top brass now, and it's important to look the part. So for me, it was these clashing worlds, this static electricity from being raised in this conservative household in an area that really didn't care very much about the environment and climate change, to growing into this executive that was creating these large renewable energy projects and talking to universities all over the world and at conferences about new energy and clean energy and our environment and our health. And those two things were not in sync. So it was like these decades of Chinese water torture, you know, like that drip, drip, drip. And at first it's nothing, but over time, you know, it just created burnout from all of those shoulds. And I started, you know, shoulding all over myself and allowing others to should on me. And you can't, because there is no way things should be other than the way that brings you a high vibe feeling and a high vibe life.
Yeah, well said. And it's also just finding your authentic self, right? I think part of that is not living your life according to somebody else's agenda or what they think your life should be. And, you know, that also causes friction when you find your authentic self and who you are in the world. I definitely would say my wife would love you. Same mindset and, you know, and what she does in this world. You know, your book, Trust Your Animal Instincts, Recharge Your Life and Ignite Your Power, it recently just won the prestigious Nautilus Book Award for its positive social impact. And for the listeners not familiar with this literary award, former winners include authors like Deepak Chopra, Lynn McTaggart, Eckhart Tolle, who I love, and His Holiness the Dalai Lama. So for our listeners out there, Tabitha, how can they learn from your work that is changing lives using this book, what you teach, and changing their lives in a positive way so they can find their authentic self?
Yeah, I think the key things to remember is that it's a process of staying recharged and thinking of yourself. You started this conversation talking about the heart and where does that energy come from? Well, we don't know where it comes from, but we know that you have to keep it charged up. And we know that overall, we have to stay positive. And that's a process that I talk about in the book. And the first section of the three is all about assessing what are those pressures causing your burnout? What's making you feel off balance? Mm-hmm. And it talks about how the snakes that were sent, and I'll tell you more about that if you like, gave me the answer of what to do about it, how to deal with that. And then the middle section is all about connection. It's about when I quit my job, gave away my things, lived in the jungle, and really reconnected to that childlike joy that I had as a kid. And we all have it, and it's for free. You don't have to pay anybody a bunch of money for it. So it talked about reconnecting and finding your intuition and tuning into it, as we were saying. And then the third section is about recharging. How do I stay positive? So the first two are kind of my life story. And then the third section is tactical tips that you can use, like energetic judo, to redirect negative energy, or a shield, or different things that you can do very tactically to stay recharged and positive in your life.
Good stuff. So I want to hear about the story about the snake, because what you just said is you pretty much left everything, sold everything, quit your job, went to Costa Rica, sat in the jungle, and also then had a conversation with snakes. Is that about right?
Well, it went in a little bit different order. Does that dong mean that we're going to take a break very shortly?
No, that's me hitting my singing bowl by accident.
Okay.
But maybe it wasn't an accident. Well, maybe it wasn't an accident, right?
So the snake story, I reached this point of burnout in my life, and many people struggle with the things we talked about, the static electricity in your life. You know, there's friction in every piece of energy that keeps you from sailing through life smoothly. And some of those things, you know, my kid had an incurable disorder. A 21-year marriage came to an end. I was empty nesting. You know, I was in an industry really pushing for clean environment, and our new administration basically said that we're going to forget all about that. It's a big farsity. And it was kind of like this culmination of a lot of things in my life. And I thought, you know what, when I was growing up, I spent my summers with my grandmother, and we would go out and plant gardens, and she would talk about all the animals outside, and each one was precious, no matter what it was. And so from a very young age, I've been close to animals, and I've respected that even if they seem scary, you know, there's value. So I reached this point in life, and she had been passed on for about 25 years, but I remembered what that felt like and how I was free to dream when I stayed at her house. And I thought, you know what? Einstein says energy just changes forms. It's not created or destroyed. So I'm going to see if she's out there and I can tune in. And so I started asking, what should I do? What, you know, I'm at the end of my rope here. And she kept sending snakes and more snakes. And over a period of months, I had seen, you know, a dozen or more, when in my whole life before that, I might have seen three in the wild. And my friends were making fun of me. We Googled, we asked spiritual leaders, we tried everything. Nothing made sense. So one day in desperation, I'm riding my bicycle and really frustrated. Just, Grandma, come on, spell it out. I'm not getting it. I know what you're trying to say. Just give me the answer. And this snake, so big, just lazily goes across the road in front of me. I have to stop my bike, unclip my foot from the pedal and wait. Then I get mad, you know, like I'm pissed. So driving that bike, you know, sweating up the hills, and at the end of my rope, and it hits me like a bolt of lightning, Mark, shed your skin. Shed your skin. It was there the whole time. And they shed their skin for two reasons. First is it holds them back. If they don't get rid of what's holding them back, there's too much pressure. They can't grow into what they're supposed to be. They'll die if they don't get rid of it. And the second reason is they get parasites. And those parasites are things that eat at them and they make them sick. I had so much stress in my life. And because I wasn't, I had to be the one in control. I had to be the the perfect one that has no problems and have this successful image. So nobody knew. And that turned inward. And I ended up, you know, with a cancer scare as a result. And so those parasites eat at you and they cause illness. And it could be negative self-talk. It could be the people that you allow to have unhealthy, you know, relationships in your life. But shed your skin, let it go. And that's exactly what I did. So shedding my skin meant giving away my things, quitting my job. I changed my name back and to my maiden name. And here we are, went to the jungle.
So I just had it out of, order. You talked to the snake first and then went on your journey.
That's right. So, they told me to shed my skin.
Yeah. And you know, it's the body's such an amazing piece of equipment, you know, because that scare that you had, you know, what we call disease is also, I break that down to dis-ease, that something is not energetically correct or right within balance, that static electricity that the body says, hey, this is what's going on. And, you know, you've joined an elite group of, you know, authors like Eckhart Tolle. And, you know, one of the things that I learned from Eckhart Tolle was awareness is the greatest agent for change. And when you're aware of a big snake literally right in front of your path, the snake, you know, is a reminder. You know, I didn't know the second part about the, I knew that if they didn't shed their skin, they didn't grow. That part I knew, but the second one I didn't. So that's why I love doing radio, because I learn new things every week. But it's also about a reminder that when you go through personal, you know, significant changes that are intense and can be very dramatic, but it's letting that old self, you know, metaphorically die, so the new self, the authentic self, the person you've been looking for your entire life, can emerge from that. And it's not easy. And it's, you know, it's very similar to the concept I teach as the intuitive prospector. In order to find that diamond within, that diamond only becomes diamond under extreme pressures, right? We can all remain a piece of, you know, coal in the darkness of the ground. and that extreme pressure is what creates the diamond, and eventually that diamond emerges, and it's brilliant, and it's bright, and it's illuminating, and it's, you know, it's what draws people, like literally for women to put the diamond on their hand, and you know, but no pressure, no diamond, so no shedding of the skin, no growth, same concept. So, and I love in chapter 3 you talked about getting shit on. I've never heard that before. That made me laugh when I was reading. I was like, I'm gonna start using that term, getting shit on, because it is. There's a lot of, in today's society, there's a lot of expectations and a lot of opinions and judgment, especially through social media, which we're now learning how dangerous and how divisive and destructive social media has become for conversations and people shooting on other people. And, yeah. You know, burnout is so prolific today. And like you said, like we were talking before the show, the great resignation is what I'm calling it, with all the people that are leaving their jobs. They're not fired, literally quitting. Right. I've never seen that. Right. You know, whatever the stats was, 4.9 million in August.
That's right.
But, you know, it's a syndrome that the World Health Organization in 2019 is talking about, like literally the off balance, the mental health, the disconnect. So, you know, just talking about that, you know, shedding the skin, if you will, of the snake, you know, and listening to the universe, because you had to listen, right? You had to choose to do what you did. To go to the jungles, okay. To leave your marriage, to leave your job. It's free will and choice, and that takes courage. And that always brings me back to the Lord's Prayer. You know, God grant me the patience for the things I cannot change, the serenity for the things I cannot change, the courage for the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And, you know, there's a lot of courage in what you did.
Well, thank you. It's not easy making change for folks and taking risk. And one of the other lessons that I learned while I was in Costa Rica, which, by the way, you don't have to do those things. The epiphany of the book is you don't have to go to the jungle. You don't have to, you know, quit your job and the things. That was what it took for me at the state that I was in. But everybody can do this. And, you know, that's what the social positivity that I want to get across is, you have the power already and you can tap into it. In many ways, but you talk about risk. I used to do yoga every day while I was there, and I would take this tattered little towel and get under this thatched roof, and you know, in front of this big banyan tree, like the tree that's in that movie Avatar, that great big tree, and some improvised form of, you know, YMCA yoga, you know, messed up with Bikram and whatever else I could figure out. And about an hour a day, I would do that. And, you know, visitors started coming, 7 of them. And every day they would come, and they weren't people, they were bats. And so these little bats hung out with me in the middle of the hot day, 100 degree heat. It was in a dry season. And I named them after the 7 dwarves. And finally figured out what they were trying to tell me. My life was upside down. I'm inverted. They're inverted. And, you know, what I learned, by the way, bats are the Celtic symbol for transposition. I learned that they can't physically take off from the ground like other birds can. They literally are physically incapable of that. They have to risk plunging to their death. They have to let go and take that risk in order to fly. Yeah. So at that point in my life, I had built up these walls, these hardened walls. And, you know, I'm not going to let anybody love me because it's going to hurt. You know, I'm not going to take the risk of loving somebody because it's going to be a waste of my time because they're just going to hurt me. And, you know, so there were these walls that were so thick, and the bats said, you know what, take the risk, just take a chance, take a risk on love. And as soon as I did, you know, things changed. Things kept getting better and better the more messages I listened to from nature.
I love that. And another gold nugget. I did not know that about bats not being able to take off from the ground. So yeah, I just learning all sorts of new stuff with this episode. I'm a big fan. I always say, if you don't risk it, there's no biscuit. You got to be willing to take leaps of faith. You know, you've got to, you know, like today we were talking about Captain Kirk going to space, and he talked in Star Trek. William Shatner, aka Captain Kirk, talked all the time. We're in the business of risk in Star Trek. Right. And today he did it. He went to space, oldest guy to ever go to space. And I think that's pretty cool. But if you don't risk it, there's no biscuit. And, you know, sometimes you got to leave the nest. Sometimes you got to let go. The old saying, hold on and get dragged, or let go and be free. The choice is always yours. And sometimes you have to let go to learn how to fly.
Absolutely.
So very important. So we're going to be going to our final break here in just a few minutes here, but you have a credentials in both electrical engineering as well as the human biofield energy healing techniques. I want to talk about that, about the healing and the energy and how we can use energy to help. You also talk about breath work, which I think is very important. And your journey is not much different from a lot of people I've had on the show, whether they go to Costa Rica, whether they go to the jungles of Peru to drink ayahuasca, whether it's a Native American culture and they go on a vision quest or go out into nature to find themselves. There's a lot of people that do that. So for our listeners out there, if you're in this stage with everything going on in life, maybe it's time to, you know, take a journey, a spiritual vision quest, or an eat, pray, love moment to go out and explore something beyond yourself in order to find yourself, or what I like to say, become a spiritual prospector in search of your own spiritual gold. So we're going to go to our second break, and when we come back, let's talk about the energy healing and breath work, because I think a lot of people would like to hear that. Our special guest today, Tabitha A. Scott, talking about her book, Recharge Your Life and Ignite Your Power by Trusting Your Animal Instincts. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Today's special guest, Tabitha A. Scott, talking about her book, Trust Your Animal Instincts, Recharge Your Life, and Ignite Your Power. You can learn more about Tabitha at powering-potential.com. I'm sure you can just look her up as well and find her out on the internet, and you can also get the book at the major outlets. Anything I need to add to that, Tabitha? To get this wonderful
book. That sounds No, great. Audiobook and book are available online everywhere. With COVID, I haven't hit up any of the physical stores.
Yeah, and I love audiobooks these days. So I read about a book a week these days. So the audiobook is very helpful. So let's just jump right into this because this show goes by so quick and I have so much I want to ask you and so much I know you want to share with our listening audience. Let's talk about the definition of energy and your background, both in your credentials and how we can use energy for healing, the breath work for transformations, and anything else that you just feel like you want to share with the listening audience today.
Sure. I think the energy healing work, for me, it makes sense logically, understanding that we are electrical beings and using things like the laws of gravity, the laws of physics, in order to help heal ourselves. And it's funny, Mark, in other cultures, they grow up doing these practices. And in the United States and in Western societies, we tend to see it as, oh, well, that's frou-frou or that's, you know, not legit medicine, when we've been doing it for thousands and thousands of years. Think about when, if you're checking to have a fever, you know, on your own forehead or on a child's forehead, for example, what do? You use the back side of your right hand. Well, guess what? If you used the front side, that's a positive charge. So it would actually add fever if they did have fever, where that negative side would draw out heat and inflammation. So our bodies naturally are wired. If you, you know, bump something, what do? You put your hand on it straight away, right?
Right.
You're putting extra energy there. So just like a battery, we give off electricity and we have electricity. And you can learn to spin up your energy. You know, you talk about people getting spun up all the time, but you can do it in a positive way. You can raise your vibe and use that to help others, to transfer some of that with others. And in books like the Bible, for example, you know, Christ laid hands on people, his disciples laid hands. He says we all have this power. And so this is nothing sacrilegious or, you know, occultish or what have you. It's just, you know, physics. An example, when I first learned about it, I had a friend that started studying healing after the death of her fiance, and she was dealing with grief and began studying it, and she's a science teacher. So I thought, well, this must be legit. It was before a marathon race, and I had a hugely swollen knee. She put her left palm on it. She put her right hand down towards the ground and started pumping it like a blood pressure pump. I'm like, what in the world is she doing? And people were looking at us at the start line like, these two are quackadoodles. And the swelling came out, you know, and I ran the race. Mm-hmm. And that's a technique called the siphon. And it literally is like siphoning gas out of a car tank. And it just uses science. You use your left hand with a negative charge. You put your right hand lower to the ground. And so gravity goes in a loop up your left palm, through and out the right hand. It's just gravity, and it's taking heat out, because heat will go, you know, to the negative charge in your palm. So a lot of my energy work is working with skeptics to kind of demystify what's happening. And you also, you know, whether it's Reiki or healing touch or whatever modality, different Hopi techniques, they do a lot of connecting of electrical circuits, like I talked about before, and it's no different than a car battery. You know, you are putting a positive and negative charge on two different centers of energy and balancing them and charging them up.
Yeah, exactly. I use Qigong for my energy movement. That's a very ancient form of mother of Tai Chi, which, you know, you said earlier, dates back. A lot of what these modalities outside of the United States have thousands of years of history in people that, you know, work in this type of movement of energy, healing energy, you know, transformations of energy. And I think as we move into our roaring 20s even more with everything that's unfolding and revealing itself, I think the energy work and, you know, mediumship and psychic, I think this is all opening up to people. There was just a poll recently that tells me there's hope in our society, that 49% of the population now believes in ghosts or spirit, where, you know, 40 years ago it was like 11%. And I think when people are more open to modalities like energy healing, or just because we don't see it does not mean it's not there. The microscope, the telescope, that has all taught us something differently. And I think as we move into the roaring 20s, we're going to have new fields of, you know, healing work. I use a lot of the Soma breath work or the Wim Hof breath work for what I do, and I found that very transformative. So even just the power of your own breath that's free and you can use it anytime and it's accessible anytime is going to be a big part of this decade, or, you know, what I keep calling our roaring 20s. So what do you feel, because I want to get to two more topics I think would be important for this show. What do you feel is holding people back from reaching the success or the health or the transformations that they want to do? And I want to definitely talk about the relationship between spirituality and science, because that's emerging as we sit back this over the last year, especially through this pandemic. It's revealing itself in some pretty amazing ways with science and spiritualism.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things holding people back, one of which is the risk. People don't want to take risks. And we talked about that a bit with the bats. And the other thing that's holding people back is they are hung up. They're literally frozen in fear, where energetically, if you slow your vibe down enough, if it gets low enough, scared enough, uncertain enough, afraid enough, literally, it's like if you did that to water, it becomes ice. So there's a reason why they say frozen in fear, because you can't move when you get in that state. And they get there because they've lost touch with their connection, with their intuition. They don't know how to tell when they're high vibe, low vibe. And yet our body is screaming it out to us all the time in different ways. And we just have to learn to tune into that. So let me give you an example of that. When you blow out the candles on a birthday cake, when your favorite team takes the field and scores the winning goal, when your favorite singer hits that impossibly high note, you get goosebumps, or you find yourself subconsciously smiling or humming. What are those moments? What are you doing in those moments? Because your intuition is telling you, do more of this. And then on the other hand, who's that person that when they walk in the room, you feel like your heart sinks? When they're calling you on the phone, you don't want to answer. Like, that is just the opposite. That's your intuition saying, hey, why do I not want to be around this person? Why am I feeling off balance? They're literally pulling your energy down. And while, you know, if Mark, if you get mad at me and come after me with a bat, I can see a physical attack coming. I can't see an energetic attack, but I can feel it. And that's why people feel that way when COVID's going on, when all this uncertainty and debate. Well, it takes your high vibe down to the low vibe. It's like that ice cube in hot water that we talked about. It's just physics. So starting to recognize how you feel in that moment and listen to that intuition, it really holds us back.
Yeah, it really does. And we're seeing it, right? We're experiencing it firsthand. When I don't even turn the TV on anymore, hardly, to watch the news, just because there's just so much of that fear, which for me, fear is, false evidence appearing real, or face everything and rise. That's how I always address fear in my teachings. And, you know, this book is, it was very, I really enjoyed reading the book, 32 chapters of just what I, you know, always refer to as spiritual awesomeness. In the last chapter, you talk about being free, which I think is important. So for our listeners out there, make sure to go check this book out, either in the digital, the physical paperback, if you're actually going out in public, or the audio version, because there's a lot of great information. We're only just, you know, on our shows here on Inspired Living, we only get to scratch the surface. It's like an iceberg. It's only, you only get to see the tip of it, and there's just so much more underneath the water that you can tune into. For you, Tabitha, dealing with what you do, and you know, we work with a lot of, being a recovering skeptic yourself, how do you work with people that are skeptical of this, or your critics, or your pundits, or your naysayers? Because I know the feeling very well, but how do you work through the negative energy of criticism or people that just aren't buying this?
Yeah, it's interesting. And that comes full circle to the science versus spirituality thing. I think I've dealt throughout my whole career with business executives, and so speaking in their language is comfortable to me. And so I try to speak the learnings and lessons in a way that they can hear it. For example, when I was doing solar arrays, my heart was doing it to help the environment, but I languaged it to the investors as a way to increase their return on investment. So it's finding what people are listening for. This morning, I did a roundtable of executives in Columbus, and they wanted to hear about the book and how does that relate to business and burnout. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're at business And, you know, it's still those pressures. What are the pressures that your company is facing? What's at the core of your company? What's the culture and what's eating at it? Let it go, you know, shed your skin. And then connect. Understand what your people want. Don't, you know, just have them running in 50 different directions. If we need anything now, we need to understand the industrial age is dead. The information age is over. This is the human-to-human age, and there is absolutely no better dollar spent than taking care of the people that work with you every day. So doing, you know, connecting to that, and then talking to them about intuition. Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Elon Musk, I can go on and on. Mm-hmm. They attribute their success to intuition. And then that final piece of taking the risk. What are those waypoints? You know, people get hung up because they don't understand their whole life purpose, and it's okay. Mine changes all the time. All you have to do is think of a waypoint where you feel a little bit better and you have a little bit higher vibe, and go back to that list of things, that list when you got goosebumps or you were smiling or you were laughing, and do something from that list. And as long as you're doing those waypoints, that is how you lead to a purposeful transformation, whether it's for yourself or whether it's for your organization. And so that's how I speak to the skeptics, is I try to say it in their language. It's still my truth, but it's definitely resonating with them in a way they can understand and plug into their organization.
I love that. Yeah, know your audience, meet people where they're at. That's always the recommendations I give. And, you know, I always tell people I can't make people hear a reading, but I can plant seeds. Like Socrates said, you know, you can't make people decide what they want to do, but you can make them think. It's all along those same things. But know your audience, meet people where they're at, and, you know, deliver that message. It's interesting you did a roundtable for business executives. I think a lot of them are seeing that the culture of the capitalism market in which we operate is changing, where 4.9 million people walk out of their job and say, you know what, I want something better. I want something more equal, more fair. There's something better out there. And people, you know, I agree with you. This next decade is going to be human to human intuition. But I also think we're witnessing the industrial revolution of space. And as we move into space, with you know, everything that's going on, and you can't see it today, but I'm wearing my T-shirt, and it actually it's a black T-shirt that has a wolf on it for today's show, and underneath it it says, "Intuition, trust it. Intuition is the language of your soul, the energy of your soul. Trust it, because a lot of times it's a radar system that's there for you to tap into anytime you like, if you just trust it, and you have courage and free will to make that leap of faith like you did to start this process. Because I guarantee you, we wouldn't be talking today, either of us, if you wouldn't you know, talk to a snake and then went off to Costa Rica, or if I, you know, my journey, we wouldn't be having this conversation energetically on the airwaves for people to listen to around the globe. So I really appreciate you being here and sharing your knowledge and your expertise with us today. Before we go, I like to ask people, who or what inspires you, Tabitha?
Wow. Well, it sounds cliche, but you inspire me. The people that are leading this charge of intuition, who are logical minded and, you know, have worked in business or worked in medicine, and who are standing out and talking about intuition. And at least for me, I was raised in the house that you don't cry. Like, that is a bad thing. Emotions are bad and not to be tolerated. And so it's uncomfortable at first, to talk about things like spirituality and personal power. And yet, I think it's going to save a lot of people. You know, last year, teen suicide rate for girls, thinking about it and acting it out, went up 50%. So it's just mind-blowing how much our world needs love right now. And they need to understand that they have more power than they ever dreamed possible. So whatever you can do, or people like you, teachers, leaders, business people, however we can reach our youth and our friends and our loved ones, and even the people that we don't like, and just send extra love. I think that's what's missing right now. So that's who I admire most, are the people practicing that.
Here, here. And when everything is going crazy and chaotic, we can always be kind. There's always a choice to be kind. And I just appreciate you for what you're doing and the vibration and energy that you're putting out there. Again, if you want to check out her book, Tabitha A. Scott, Trust your animal instincts, recharge your life, and ignite your power. You can find it through all the major Barnes & Nobles, Amazon, Apple Books, Walmart, audiobook. It's all out there for you. You can also go to her site, powering-potential.com. It's been a pleasure having you on Inspired Living Radio. And I'm just going to finish out with a quote from your book about being free, because I think that would be a great way to wrap up the show. And this is from Macaw. Ancient tribes in the tropical areas regarded the macaw as an exalted solar symbol of heavenly fire for its bold colors, its preference to nest high above the jungle canopy, and its commanding voice that is used to connect with others. And that's what we're doing today. We're connecting with each other, we're connecting with others, and we're connecting with people all around the world. So Tabitha, thank you so much for visiting us. I hope to have you back and continue this conversation here on Inspired Living Radio.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure, Mark. You take care.
You too. And until our next soul adventure together, you guys, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. And most importantly, wherever you're at in the world and whatever's going on in your journey, dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live, and discover that diamond within. We'll be back for another exciting, inspiring episode of Inspired Living Radio here on the Om Times Radio Network. Until next time, take care. Many blessings, much love. Namaste.